United Way of Greater Chattanooga is hosting an annual Day of Action with a focus on children's literacy with Rita Palooza at Hamilton Place Mall on Saturday, June 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This family event is free and open to the public. When it comes to children's literacy, sometimes all it takes is an extra little push, maybe a book in their hands, someone reading to them, or encouraging their parents to do so. That's part of what Rita Palooza is all about. And the United Way of Greater Chattanooga is hosting this annual event at Hamilton Place Mall Center Court. Kelly Knave is joining us from United Way. And Kelly, is this the eighth year for this?
That's right. This is the eighth year we've been doing this. And that's because it is part of our national United Way worldwide celebration of what we call our Day of Action. United Ways nationwide are focusing on our different areas, education, stability, and support. And every year we focus on education because we know that's where everything begins. If you can get a child interested in reading and building vocabulary and literacy skills before the age of five, then they get a good start on their education. If they're readers and loving reading by the time they're in third and fourth grade and they're reading on track for their age, then they're more likely to have a successful middle school experience. And if they're having a successful middle school experience, they're going to make that transition to high school better. Good transition, they're going to probably be successful in high school, which means they're going to graduate on time, and they're going to have a better chance of going on to either trade school or college. And if they do those things, then we know they are less likely to ever need public assistance during their lifetime. They are going to be more self-sufficient individuals over the course of their lifetime. So everybody's like, oh, why the focus on, you know, preschool education? Because that's where it starts. It all starts. Matter of fact, a child builds most of their vocabulary, most of their brain synapses between the ages of birth and 3 years old. So you really just can't underestimate how early it starts, and you can't underestimate the importance of literacy to all of that, even future math and science skills.
At Rita Palooza, you have a rather inviting carnival atmosphere to attract the families and the children. What will you have this year?
The reason we do this whole carnival atmosphere is, yes, reading's important, but we want kids to love reading. We want them to have fun with the books. We want them to love literacy. So we're going to have a bouncy house. Bookmark Fairy is going to be there, and she's going to be reading, and she's going to be making bookmarks for the kids. We're going to be giving away popcorn. We're going to be giving away free books to the first 500 children who come to join us. We're going to have different arts and crafts activities. Our Project Ready for School department is going to be there, and they're going to be, in addition to signing children under the age of five up for free books, which children will then get those Imagination Library books once a month until they turn 5 years old, which is awesome. Those books are easily worth $5 to $8 each. So it's like, this is an incredible value. But we'll also, for children under the age of five, be doing the learning checkups. And these are really important because they let you know that your child is developmentally on track. For every child you have that under the age of five that you get a learning checkup for, we will give you one free adult ticket and one free child's ticket to the Creative Discovery Museum. We're just going to have a ton of stuff going on. We're going to have the little games for kids, you know, tossing things, the lollipop tree, all of these things, and kids will get all sorts of cute little prizes and stuff. And it's just a really, really fun day for parents to bring their kids out to, and it's all free. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th.
So many happy, smiling faces are going to be there on Saturday. Having been involved as a volunteer myself over the years, I have seen children just get excited about getting a book. They want a book. They hold on to those books. They get to play these little games, and maybe they're tossing something, or they're trying to go fish behind a cloth or something. And they get these tiny little prizes, and they're not much, but they're something so special to the children. So they go away being excited about reading, being excited about someone having read stories to them. and asking their parents. I have seen a child turn around with a book and immediately give it to the parent. Read this to me right now. They want it right now. And that's always a lot of fun. Do you find that these events have any long-range effect on these students?
Oh, yes. I mean, children get to where, they remember these events, and they remember getting these books, and they'll put their names in their books, and sometimes our staff will be out, and kids will come up to them, and it's like, I got a book from you at such and such a such and such event. When are you going to be doing that again? Or, I love my book. That's my favorite book. And so, kids, yes, they remember. And it's all just part of building that. Number one, children under the age of 5 usually like repetition. When they enjoy something, and it drives parents crazy because it's like you want to do the same thing 10 times in a row. But it's like that's how kids learn. They genuinely enjoy it. They aren't bored with it. Children need to be in their comfort zone, so they like doing the same things over and over. Then they remember that, and especially with the books, it's like that's their book. Or if they get an item like, a pencil, an eraser, a pencil sharpener, things like that, that's theirs. And especially if it's something like literacy-based, a bookmark or something like that, that just helps drive the whole issue home with those children even more, that books are special and books are exciting and books are fun. And so, yes, they remember that, and it does have a long-term effect.
Quite often, even children over the age of 5 can be seen playing the games and listening to the stories. I've even seen adults stop their shopping and come over to hear a Dr. Seuss book read or another children's book read out loud by one of your readers that spends the time to read to the community. So it's for the entire family, no matter what age.
That's right. It's for the entire family, no matter what age. And while certain activities like the free book enrollment or the learning checkups are for children under the age of 5, in terms of the books we'll be giving away and the activities, really geared more for children through 2nd or 3rd grade. But in all honesty, when the families come through, parents frequently help their children do the activities. And if there's older siblings there, they usually do the activities too, or they help their younger siblings do them. So it's just a great time for everyone. And as we said, it's free. Kids get to take home a free book. There's just a lot going on, and kids have a lot of fun with it.
It's also indoors at the Hamilton Place Mall, no matter what the weather is.
That's right. It's a weatherproof event. As long as you will come out there, it will be air conditioned and it will be dry. Weather is not going to affect this at all.
And the time again is
11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it's going to be on the lower level, center stage court, Hamilton Place Mall, Saturday, June 20th.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.